This is the KVNF Regional Newscast for Thursday, February 18th. I'm Gavin Dahl. Mesa County Public Health announced the county has shifted from orange to yellow on the COVID risk dial. The Grand Junction Sentinel reports the county was experiencing its biggest spike in cases earlier this winter, seeing more than 1,000 cases a week. 681 cases have been reported in the past 2 weeks now, with only 9 new cases Monday and 37 on Tuesday. U.S. Senators Michael Bennet of Colorado and Tim Kaine of Virginia held a virtual press conference yesterday to announce the reintroduction of the Medicare X Choice Act to create a public option Medicare exchange healthcare plan. KVNF's Kate Redmond attended. Senator Bennet spoke about the challenges that working Americans have when it comes to healthcare.
Here we have a situation across many parts of the country where people are working 50 hours a week, owning their own business. They don't have health insurance. You got people that want to come work at their business but can't, because if they do, they lose their Medicaid. We have millions of people who are uninsured or underinsured. We spend twice as much on healthcare as any other industrialized country for worse outcomes. But it makes no sense to have millions of people without coverage during a pandemic. And that's why Senator Kaine and I have had a bill for years called Medicare X that would finally help us achieve universal health care in this country by creating a true public option. In our view, this bill helps finish the work of Obamacare.
Senator Kaine also spoke remotely, outlining the four differences in this bill he and Senator Bennet are proposing for a public option, and also addressing the unique challenges faced by people living in rural areas.
In rural areas where the volume of patients is often not high enough to sustain business models to keep rural hospitals and rural providers open and offering services to folks, it has four essential differences from the first version that Michael and I introduced. The first is expanded tax credits for people who are between 100 and 400% of the federal poverty level to make the insurance even more affordable. Second, no cost sharing for primary care. We want that to be a feature of a Medicare X policy. Third, we've really tried to recognize the challenges faced by rural hospitals and providers. In the original bill, we allowed rural providers to get a bump up from traditional Medicare reimbursement rates up to 125% of the reimbursement rate. We bumped that up to 150% now, recognizing the challenges of keeping vigorous provider networks in rural America. And then finally, as Michael said, this family glitch in the original ACA, which basically disabled you from getting tax credits if somebody in your family had access to affordable care. But the way it was defined, it was affordable individual care, not affordable care for a family. We have made that change. And that piece in and of itself might allow between 2 and 6 million more Americans to get health care coverage, which is significant.
This bill offering less sweeping changes than the Medicare for All proposed by Senator Bernie Sanders is expected to be introduced on the floor of the Senate next week. For KVNF, I'm Kate Redmond.
Governor Jared Polis delivered his annual State of the State address to a joint session of lawmakers yesterday. After a difficult year, he vowed to bring Colorado out of the pandemic that's devastated the economy and killed almost 6,000 residents. KVNF's Capitol Coverage reporter Scott Franz has more.
Polis told lawmakers the state has been bruised, battered, and shaken to its core. But with vaccines being rolled out and case numbers dropping, he sounded optimistic about what lies ahead.
This terrible virus isn't quite done with us yet, but we're working hard to end this pandemic, and coming out of this traumatic year, we're poised for bold transformational change. If we seize the opportunity here in this chamber, we can live up to our fullest potential to truly create a Colorado for all.
He called on members of the House and Senate to pass a stimulus package worth more than $1 billion to jumpstart the economy.
From tax relief and loans for small businesses to bolstering key industries like tourism and energy to investments in our main streets, the hearts of our communities.
Polis also renewed a promise he's made at his two prior State of the State addresses.
My budget request moves forward vital projects, starting with much needed repairs on roads across Colorado, from the Eisenhower Tunnel to rural roads that our farmers and ranchers rely on.
There were cheers from both sides when he asked lawmakers to end the business personal property tax for tens of thousands of small businesses, like restaurants and bars hard hit by virus restrictions.
It will save small businesses time and money and let them focus focus on what matters, their customers, their service, their products, competing in the marketplace.
And while many of us take it for granted, the governor also vowed to bring high-speed internet to thousands of rural residents, some of whom have camped out in parking lots or made long drives just to get a good connection during the pandemic.
We'll invest in our rural communities, continue bringing broadband to every corner of our state so that students and small business owners from Fort Morgan to Fruita can seize opportunity.
But you don't have to leave the Capitol to see the other challenges that POLIS and lawmakers are facing. There's a growing camp of people experiencing homelessness near the building. Many businesses and government buildings in downtown Denver still have boarded up windows following months of protests and unrest last summer. And the Capitol has been outfitted with plexiglass dividers and yellow caution tape to try to limit the spread of the coronavirus. Still, POLIS urged lawmakers to think big.
No more band-aids over gaping wounds. We in this chamber have the power to make bold, transformational change that ensures our state lives up to our highest potential. And we can and we will seize that opportunity.
Even though they are in the majority, Democrats say they won't act on all of the governor's stimulus proposals right away. Senate Majority Leader Steve Finberg says the plan is to take up things like wildfire prevention funding and shovel-ready broadband projects first.
But the next round of that is going to be much larger and much broader, and is going to really focus on kind of getting resources and help into the nooks and crannies of our economy. So making sure we're getting resources to restaurants and bars and helping them prepare to open this spring, making sure we're providing housing assistance and things like that.
He says they'll save a debate over transportation funding for the later part of the session, which after a month delay in starting, is expected to run through Memorial Day. But Republicans, like Senate Minority Leader Chris Hulbert, are cautioning POLIS and Democrats about spending too much on new things. He says education funding should be restored first.
Managing expectations with the people of Colorado is critical. We are not Congress, and those $600 checks that we received early this year, those came from the federal government, and the federal government can borrow, they can spend money that it doesn't actually have.
And while POLIS had almost unilateral authority to respond to the pandemic while lawmakers were away for much of last year, Republicans are also pursuing a handful of bills aiming to strip POLIS and future governors of some of their powers. Hugh McKean is the new minority leader in the House.
There is a necessity to bring the legislature in to do its job, which is to craft the laws and rules for the state. And so if we don't do that, just because we're in session for 120 days, and then it's carte blanche when we're not there, I think that really runs afoul of the intent of the Constitution.
The bills have little chance of advancing with Democrats in control, but other parts of the POLIS agenda are up in the air, including whether to pursue a new public health insurance option and more police reform proposals. Lawmakers have already introduced more than 200 bills just this week. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Special thanks to reporter Kate Redmond, and thank you for supporting local, independent public media.